Today we begin the final 2 weeks in preparation for Easter. And these 2 weeks are called the time of the Passion, or Passiontide. It's that time in the season of Lent when the Church invites us to become more intentional, more direct, to become clearer about our observance of this season as we hasten to prepare for the Feast of Easter. 2 weeks from today is Easter Sunday. All three readings of the Scriptures this morning invite us to step beyond what we know and to see something that is different and new. In the Gospel reading, the Pharisees and the elders bring this woman and use her as a foil to test Jesus, to seek to trap him. They need somehow to guarantee that the religious life that they know is kept intact. They need somehow to put Jesus in his place. When people struggle to keep everything in order, and when on the fringe they notice that the order is shredding, very often what happens is they will scapegoat individuals. They will turn attention away from themselves and focus attention upon persons on the margin. And in so doing, they will hope to justify themselves and hold together what they sense is fraying at the edges. They refuse to see something new, something different. All they know is what they know, and all they want is what has been. Jesus won't tolerate that. Jesus is about to turn life upside down. Jesus is about to call men and women to see what they do not presently see, and to walk in a way that they have previously not walked. He calls them to something new. In the first reading from the Scriptures, the people of Israel are struggling to regain their land, are struggling to return, are hungry for what they knew yesterday, before the upheaval, before they were hauled away, before they lost their identity, before they lost themselves. And they desire to return. And what does Isaiah the prophet say to them? Remember not the events of the past. Consider not the things of long ago. I am making something new. It springs forth. Don't you see it? And in the second reading, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul is in jail. This is the end of Paul's life. Paul clearly sees that the end is drawing near. Paul does not pine for yesterday. He does not wish away what is, but he looks with hope and with promise and conviction. He says, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue the pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Jesus Christ. Well, the church wants us today to look to something new as a foretaste of the Easter feast, that the events that we will commemorate over the coming 2 weeks, the events involving the suffering and the dying and the rising of the Lord, those events are not just historical events. They are events of grace that are going on in our lives. We are called to look forward to the resurrection of the Lord and to something new. Maybe Lent hasn't been all that you might have wanted it to be. Maybe you got started a little late. Maybe you've been distracted. Maybe those resolutions at the beginning on Ash Wednesday began to fall apart. Maybe you've grown tired. Well, the church says this is the 2 weeks. This is the 2 weeks. This is the time to begin again. This is the time to focus on the newness that God seeks to bring into our lives. And I would remind you how the church invites us to do that. It invites us to do it through fasting. Fast from those things that will distract you from seeing what is new. Fast from those hurts and those sufferings that root you in the past. Fast from the distractions and the excuses that will allow me to live in yesterday, rather than step into tomorrow. And the second way is almsgiving. Sharing what I have with my sisters and brothers. It teaches me that what is new, this new life that Christ brings, calls me into a new relationship with God, but also calls me into a new relationship and a new solidarity with my sisters and brothers. It calls me to see a new heaven and a new earth. It calls me to recognize that all my neighbors, not just the people sitting next to me, but my sisters and brothers throughout the face of the earth, all are my neighbors, and all are children of the living God. And thirdly, the church invites us to turn to prayer, and this is the most dangerous of all. Prayer creates some space. Prayer occurs in the quiet space within. Prayer is the listening for the Word of God. To pray is to open one's ears and uncloud one's eyes so that one can hear the voice of God and so that one can see the world with a God's eye view. Maybe what we take with ourselves today and through the coming 2 weeks is the invitation from Isaiah. Do not remember the events of the past. Do not consider the things of long ago. See, I am making something new. Now it springs forth. Do you see it?